This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
One of Chuck's favorite bands of all time are still touring, believe it or not, and they're making the rounds right now during Oktoberfest overseas. Right Said Fred.
Well, they are.
Right Said Fred.
Good.
Still touring.
Of course. Why wouldn't
And they did, to promote the tour, a little Bavarian theme. I'm Too Sexy.
That's them, huh?
Yeah, here you go.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's gone.
He's lip syncing, by the way.
Oh, sure.
The secret of these doing stuff in your car things is supposed to be real. Poor Right Said Fred.
Yeah, they don't know. Nobody's
telling
them.
He can't do it anymore live. Are you kidding?
Nobody's telling them. He's an 85-year-old German.
Too sexy for my shirt.
He dresses like your dad, Dave.
He totally does. My dad's the guy from Right Said Fred. Right Said David.
He's got the Adidas jacket on.
Yep.
No, my dad wears necklaces. My dad has chains.
Oh, he has chains?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
My
exactly.
dad, that's he's my dad.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, there's a
too sexy for your party.
I knew you'd love it. That's just for you.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I don't like that style of music.
How bad is he live then if everything's lip synced? Because I think he probably just lip syncs.
I think he just talk sings anyway, right?
Yeah, he just, I don't
he
think
just
he was
talk, pretty, he sings.
Yeah, he didn't really have to hit crazy notes.
Here's Right Said Fred live 2019.
Oh my God.
Okay, so this was this summer.
Man. It's Copenhagen. This is the wildest day.
His leather pants.
Jesus Christ.
Why is he touching himself?
Why wouldn't he?
In Germany.
You can't even hear him. It's the girl in the background singing.
He's not singing at all.
He hasn't said anything yet.
Are you ready?
No.
We are so ready.
He's started yet.
Please sing.
I've never been so ready for anything in all of my life.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Put the mic to the crowd.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Just start singing.
Whoa. I want to be the backup dance singer.
Whoa.
Sexy.
That's fine, Lisa, when we start our cover band.
Yeah. Lisa's having a fine time being a backup singer for Fred.
Yeah, she's making $30 with us.
Yeah. True.
You ready, Copenhagen?
It's like he gets ready to sing and then doesn't.
Oh, here we go. Like,
he's just talking.
Can't really move like he used to.
No, he's like 172
like kind of
now.
A hip shake.
Yeah, yeah. He's my dad's age too, right?
Yeah. You got to remember, like, he forgot the words there too. The words are, you shouldn't forget these words. There's 12 words.
He's probably done that song 18 million times.
There's
too.
12 yeah. different words.
We had an amazing time. It's a Right Said Fred show. He still got it.
He does. He does. The review is in.
He still got it. That's the title of the newspaper review. Right Said Fred still got it. S-C-H-T-I-L.
Yep.
Not so much, though, unfortunately. Here's a tip for you. If you're planning a family-friendly event, maybe don't hire Snoop Dogg to perform.
Yeah.
You should know your audience.
The University of Kansas has had to apologize after Snoop Dogg performed with stripper poles and money guns. And lots of profanity.
Mm-hmm. What did you expect when you hired
I don't
Snoop
understand
Dogg?
That, yeah.
That's exactly what I thought.
They expected Martha Stewart to be with them, I think.
Possibly.
That's what it is.
I think
Martha Stewart changed
Dogg?
His image of it.
Or do they, do they just think... He just sings, normal songs you hear
a
on the radio.
Performance from Snoop Dogg.
So shizzle that izzle.
Yeah. He's been on too many things.
He's too mainstream now.
Yeah,
people
they
don't realize.
Know the 90s.
They don't
Dogg.
Realize.
Yeah.
He was on Death Row. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Here's a taste of the performance. Girls on stripper poles.
It's exactly what you imagine a Snoop Dogg performance to.
Yeah, exactly. That's tame. Mm. I'm not sure that girl has a shirt on, but. Oh, she does. She does.
It's yeah,
white.
She does.
Snoop.
It's just Snoop Dogg doing Snoop Dogg stuff.
That's what he is.
There's his money guns. He's shooting into the crowd.
Snoop gonna do
it's
what
very
Snoop gonna
tasteful
do.
Stripping. I
God damn it. Look at this.
It was a preseason celebration, NCAA event. They say, we apologize for the Snoop Dogg performance. We made it clear to the entertainer's managers we expected a clean version of the show. But unfortunately, that did not happen. This guy said, I take full responsibility for not thoroughly listening to every performance before it hit that floor.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was going to be a good, clean, fun Snoop Dogg show. And I thought he was going to be, keep everything above board. But he did not. He had money guns and whores and strippers. And
it ain't no fun.
I tell you what.
His homies can't get some.
The backstage area still smells. It still smells of marijuana.
The way they described the strippers was acrobatic dancers. So like further in this video, there's like a report from ESPN, and the guy describes whoever hired them as like saying, "Well, we didn't realize acrobatic performers would be strippers on a stripper pole."
Yeah, they're
talking Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, exactly. They're thinking it's going to be like Pink and
you know, ribbon dancing, nice,
very artistic, fun,
very
ribbon
artistic. Dancing. But no, these were strippers on stripper poles.
They were just sluts.
Let's hear this right here.
Just a couple sluts.
Just sluts.
Most notably, a special performance by Snoop Dogg, which featured multiple women dancing on poles, and at one point, Snoop Dogg dispensed what appeared to be dollar bills toward one of the women before then shooting them over the heads of people.
Can you believe that?
Courtside.
My God.
Kansas
come up with
opens
that.
The regular season October 24th against Fort Hays State. Later this evening, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long issued an apology. Quote, we apologize to anyone that was offended by the Snoop Dogg performance at late night. We made it clear to the entertainer's managers that we expected a clean version of the show and took additional steps to communicate to our fans, including moving the artist to the final act of the evening to ensure that no basketball activities would be missed if anyone did not want to stay for his show. I take full responsibility for not understanding what acrobatic dancers are in today's entertainment world and offer my personal apology to anyone who was offended. We strive to create a family atmosphere in Kansas and fell short of that this evening.
I thought that was just going to be good clean fun.
And my God, they're strippers.
Acrobatic Jeff, dancing Jeff. Is different than for my day.
Jeff. These are strippers, man.
I know.
What the hell, Jeff?
I thought they told me they were acrobatic artists.
Jeff!
I had no idea. Is that
God damn it. How we got these people aren't even going to donate money to us.
Tell me that's
help
not,
us pay our players.
Tell me that's not a dollar bill gun.
Oh, my God, it is.
Tell me that's not it a dollar
is.
Bill
gun. You know
gun.
That our top boosters are going to be really upset.
Oh,
they're not going to pay for the whole team like they normally do.
People are going to lose it. People are going to. I'm going to have to put out.
How are we going to afford these players?
I'm going to have to put out one of those paragraphs for the news.
Mm-hmm.
This
my
is
God.
Bad. I told
God.
Him to keep it clean. I said, Snoop, Snoop a loop. You keep it clean. I said, this is Kansas.
Exciting day in Kansas.
Oh, my God, right? Most of the people there, I'm sure, loved
Snoop.
It.
Snoop was like, Kansas?
Yeah, the payable
I
line.
Gotta, what? I ain't going to Kansas.
I'm sure they paid him quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A man in Missouri somehow managed to stop a suspect from fleeing after an accident by pointing a finger gun at him and telling him to stop.
Go move!
This dude, here's the quote.
What are you going to do?
This dude must be like the whitest man alive.
Oh, God.
Stop, bad person, or I'll shoot. That's the exact quote.
Dave Hunter.
Stop, bad person! Or I'll shoot.
Good job, Dave. Way to get him.
Way to get this.
It worked.
It worked.
It worked, you guys. When Mark Russo witnessed an out-of-control car careen into two people last week and then noticed the driver apparently trying to get away, he raised his hand, pointed a finger gun at him, and yelled, stop that person or I'll shoot.
Oh, my God.
This happened, I guess, in the afternoon. This dude said about, he's 61.
The 61-year-old guy said that he was stopped at the light waiting to turn, saw this car, black sedan coming fast, lights on, hit a curb, went up in the air, rolled, think it hit a telephone pole. Right before the crash, he noticed a woman on a path. After the car crashed, there was all kinds of stuff flying around. And they hoped that she was okay. She wasn't moving, though. And some other people in the park were saying it didn't look good.
Oh.
But as the crowd grew, this old guy looked toward the wrecked car, noticed a young man on a cell phone walking away from it and trying to get away. He said, I had a feeling he was going to run. I decided I can't let him do that. He yelled, hey. That's when he pulled out his finger gun.
Yep.
And said, stop, bad person, or I'll shoot. He said it worked. He stopped. He put his hands in the air and started walking back toward me. Then I told him to get back by his car, all the while not letting go of my finger gun.
That's hilarious.
And he did that too.
Hey, easy, easy. You got it, fella. I'm going to do whatever you want, all right?
Get out of there.
All right.
Okay. Now dance.
Don't you? No. That was no joke.
What's happening now?
It's incredible. He's an incredible gunslinger.
He's spinning his fake gun.
Look at it. He's like a cowboy. There's no crossing him.
Oh, now he's pretending to juggle.
I knew I couldn't get away. Oh, he's got two of them now.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. That's crazy. Whatever you want. I'm sorry. I'm outgunned.
One became two.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So he didn't see that it was a finger gun? I'm confused.
I don't know how it happened.
I think he was probably wanged or something.
Oh. Must have been, right? 33-year-old Jeremy Stockard of St. Louis was the guy that was, you know, stopped by the finger gun. He was arrested at the scene when the cops got there. He was cited for several ordinance violations, including leaving the scene of an accident, careless and reckless driving, ticketed for driving without a license, insurance, or valid license plates. Injuries to the two victims were not as serious as first thought. Both of them, though, had to be taken to a hospital to be checked out.
Wow.
It's amazing that he was able to stop someone with his finger gun.
It's like one of those stories where it just shouldn't have went that way.
No.
It's like when people yell at bears.
And the bear's like, okay, Garrett, you're kind of frightening me.
Yeah, and people have said, well, what if he had a real gun? He said, I actually didn't even think of that at the time. No. I was just acting on instinct.
It was instinct, I tell you.
Generally, a guy with a finger gun, it's not going to turn out this way.
No.
Yeah.
People are going to realize it's just your finger.
Easy, fella. Bang, bang, bang! Get on the hook! Bang!
Oh, you
bang!
Got me!
Bang!
Oh, my God!
Bang!
He's meaty! He's a
bang!
Maniac!
Bang!
Oh, it's like he shot one of those silhouettes around me like
bang, 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 bang.
Like in the movies.
I missed.
Oh, my God. That was a close call.
You're lucky to be alive.
I know I am. What are you, a Texas Ranger?
That's right. Bang, bang.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Narrowly missed me again.
That's right. This thing never runs out of bullets.
I know. It's really having an amazing weapon.
Somehow it worked out. It should never have, but somehow it worked out. All right. I've noticed a disturbing trend over the past week or so. People seem to be stealing things in their ass.
Yeah, we had the one guy steal something and it was like falling out.
Yeah, so there was a guy who last week tried to steal a bong.
Yeah.
Or a hookah or, you know, one of those. I don't know exactly what it is, but he did a horrible job of trying to put it in his ass. This video is on our Instagram page. If you scroll down a bit, just search Dave and Chuck on Instagram, Dave and Chuck the Freak.
He's got a hell of a trunk.
He does, and his pants are already pulled down, so he's trying to hide it in. It crumbles as he's trying to shove it in his ass.
Unfortunately, the only thing he gets is the blue
thing.
What
is he doing?
He's trying to steal it in his ass crack.
No, I know, but I mean, he's not thinking about this
very well.
It's all falling apart and on the ground.
Yeah, like, yeah, somehow this, the ball, I just took a big crap on my pants.
Oh my God, one of your hookahs fell down my crack.
Yeah, how do you explain that, right? So that, and then this is all in the matter of a week. Now there's another story making headlines this morning because a guy tried to steal a flute up his ass.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
The bong is way cooler than the flute.
Yeah, it is.
You want to play that after?
This happened in Wisconsin, and it was captured on camera as well. Here's the story from WMTV.
Surveillance video catches the cheeky thief in the act. You can see the massive
the dummy
down his pants
doesn't realize
running up his back.
That was shocking. That part, yeah. I just actually couldn't help but laugh about it.
Tony Farrell is the owner of Voight Music Center on Main Street in downtown Janesville.
Flute was actually right here next to a couple of other flutes.
He says on Friday, this man milled around the store for a bit before making a beeline for the flute.
Took it right off the wall and walked right over here with it in his hand.
You can see him carrying the flute, but then
went right behind where a camera is and put it down the back of his pants. It was just so ridiculous. Just would not expect somebody to be
so stupid.
Oh,
make sure his mother confronted the would-be thief before he could walk out the door.
Oh my God, what a dummy.
My flutes. And so she pulled it right out of his pants and said, oh, you keep your flutes with our tag on it in the back of your pants?
The man got away empty-handed, but now Farrell had this soiled glute flute on his hands.
Oh, I couldn't, in good conscience, have anybody ever put their lips to that instrument.
And that's when Farrell got this bright idea.
Hey, what the heck? Let's make something good out of it.
He turned the instrument into this beautiful lamp.
We've had lots of dumb criminals before that have usually gotten caught doing stupid things, but
I'm going to get Lisa that.
This is the best.
An Tony says he planned
on cheating. You're exactly right.
That's exactly what I'm going to get you. I can't wait to get that for you.
You can thank me, and every time you turn on your ass flute lamp.
No one else has an ass flute lamp.
Right.
So true. So unique.
I know. Exactly.
You're yourself lucky.
Super rare.
It's one of the most rare lights there is, if not the rarest light.
I mean, what a way to look at the world, to look at an ass flute and be like, well, I've just got to do something pretty with it.
Make the lamp out of it.
Yep.
Yeah, who would think of that?
Better turn that into a lamp, an ass flute lamp.
It's beautiful. It's got its own little pedestal and like ancient Rome.
It's really nice.
It's
it'd be a conversation starter for sure.
What that there, that actually was a flute this guy was trying to steal in his ass.
And we couldn't sell it. Okay, can't have people putting their lips up to that thing. So.
Did a little craft time, made a lamp out of a beautiful lamp.
It's gorgeous.
Look at that.
That thing is gorgeous.
I know.
It's fascinating.
Sometimes, you know, you got to make lemonade
out
of lemons.
How did you do it?
Well, it was real easy. I just kind of took the top of a lamp and put it right on the ass flute there.
Wow.
Ass flute.
It goes nice in the room. It got a nice pillar for it and everything. It's pretty cool. A man's ass was on it.
Right.
It was in there. Good.
Sell it to me.
What kind of price you talking? You want a...
Thousands.
All right. Would write the check and it's yours, fella. That is your ass.
I didn't think you'd ever give it away.
I didn't want to, but you started saying thousands of dollars. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a flute.
You can make another one, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever make another one.
I had no idea the man's ass was going to make the value just shoot up. Crazy like that.
I wonder if he is taking offers on his ass flute.
No, you can't sell that. No.
Yeah, you can.
No,
you can't
sell that. It's a story to tell.
I know it's a story, but...
Because I'm sure there's not a lot of...
In 3 weeks, no one's going to care about the story. You got to sell it while it's hot.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to get rid of that flute.
You know?
It's a flute lamp.
Guarantee you can buy it on eBay.
You know, when I worked at the department store, we saw people steal stuff in the craziest ways, but I don't recall any ass thefts.
No ass thefts?
I don't,
people
you know.
Shove stuff down their pants?
Like in their, but in the front, generally women would have like this big skirt on with like a fake thing underneath and they'd shove stuff in there. Mm. But as far as I know, I always had to be a manager brought into the room when someone stole something and I never saw anything pulled out of an ass.
James, any ass thefts in your retail?
Not that I can recall it specifically butt related, but there's a lot of like booze bottles shoved down pants and things like that. Mm. But
never made it to the crack.
Yeah. Not that I could recall.
You think those things were just sold on the shelves after? Or destroyed?
Oh, bottles of booze? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Actually,
you know what? I take that back. I think all the stuff that gets like stolen goes into a closet deep, deep in the depths of the store like as evidence in case it ends up going to court or something.
Okay.
I remember there's like an evidence room. There was a one.
So you have
room.
Like an ass evidence room?
Probably, yeah. There's probably a shelf that's just ass related smuggling. But it was like the one room in the store I never made it into. It was the evidence room.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think it's easier for people like to conceal down their front
right? Like, that's where we saw most of the thefts. Like, guys would just kind of open and drop stuff in.
You got the leg room. You kind of slide it down your leg.
Yeah. But the back's hard. Like, you got to get back
well,
there.
Well, you've seen it now. Your ass is, it's just unreliable.
You think there's a world-class ass thief?
I guarantee it.
Talks like Sean Connery. He's like, exactly. Only losers whine about their bass.
Exactly. You need to bring them in to get the jewels.
I've stolen $3 billion worth of jewels in my ass.
Yeah. He has. He's the best.
It's the bigger ass people that try
yes,
it.
Exactly.
Right.
It
is. But they got
still
more space.
Fails. Yeah.
A world class ass.
The bigger the crack, the bigger the thief.
Yeah.
All right.
It's true.
It's that the truth.
It is the truth. For sure. How big is your crack?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is a hot or not, my friends. Mm, so okay. Pay attention as we tell you about a story of a shirtless woman that took a mail truck on a joyride.
Starting off bad.
Yeah.
In Portland, Oregon is where we go. Police say a woman stole a U.S. postal truck, took it on a joyride before flipping it and coming out shirtless. Then officers had to follow her on a 12-block topless foot chase.
That's crazy. That's the craziest story ever.
Officers responded just after noon to reports of a stolen mail truck. 1 mile north of where this happened, the woman smashed into a paratransit bus.
Mm. Like a handy, short bus.
Handicap.
Hit a short okay. bus.
Handicapable bus.
Yep.
They confirmed the crash. Them. There were three people on board. Luckily, none of them seriously injured, just shooken up.
Oh, my right. God.
Then she drove north for another mile before flipping the mail truck and crashing due to her erratic driving behavior.
What a wild day.
The woman was wearing a blue jacket when she stole the postal truck, but when she got out of that truck, she was shirtless.
Just boobs out.
Boobs out.
And she had the blue jacket on like she was...
ready.
Pretending. Yeah.
Pretending to... No.
Oh, you mean
possibly?
Like a male.
She's trying to pose as like a male person,
or she maybe. Found it in the.
I think that was just the shirt of the day.
They responded. They chased her. She was still shirtless. They ultimately took her into custody after a pursuit for 12 blocks or so. She was uninjured, taken to a hospital for evaluation. The woman has not been officially booked yet, so they're not releasing her name. Police are helping with the investigation.
A mail truck is the wildest car you could steal
it really
for some crazy.
It's the worst. Yeah.
You can never sell it. You can never chop it up and sell it for parts.
It's the worst car.
Like, it's the worst car you could ever steal.
Did they give her age?
You know, I have her. I found her mugshot in a different story. So, her name is Monique Munoz. I'm going to see if they have her age in this. Because they have released just her mugshot this morning. Because that's probably a key decider. She's 24 years old, faces 9 charges.
24.
Monique.
I know, but Portland, it's like crawling with transients. And, yeah, I put that lease. I've got Harry down here. You didn't want to say it, but I'll go ahead. And because I wrote, you know, shirtless. I'm like, she's a Portland hippie. That's what she probably is. She's a Portland hippie.
Yeah.
She ran for 12 blocks. So she's in some kind of shape.
Definitely.
Right? So she's a skinny, hairy, transient hippie. I'll say she is a 3.
I don't think you... could do a better assessment. I think
really
3 to 4 range.
The only thing that could happen, and I know it would be absolutely crazy and twisted, is for it to just mysteriously be a hot hippie.
Yeah.
Which the chances are so slim that I can't bring myself to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to say probably, I'll go four just
in case.
Keep it interesting.
Yeah.
I think we got ourselves a mysterious hot hippie.
Yeah.
Hotter than a four. There she is. She, you know, she looks disheveled, but she's been through a bit.
Like she would be played in a movie by Hilary Swank.
Yes.
I guess, but I think she's hotter than a four. You can do her upright.
Yeah, she's better than I guess I would have thought, but she's a hippie. She's a, you know.
You can check her out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. She's okay. She's probably 5'6".
Definitely better than what?
Yeah.
We thought.
Look at the damage she did to that postal truck.
They're going to still put that thing right on the road.
Oh, sure they are. No problem.
Here's the story.
I imagine that suspect was fully closed for her court date today, Lisa.
Definitely. Now, 24-year-old Monique Cortez Muniz pled not guilty. But when we checked, we found out that she's been in the news before for a driving mishap.
We were in our house preparing for lunch, and all of a sudden, the house shook. A big bang.
The Herberts stepped outside at Northeast Fremont by 155th, and this is what they saw just down the street. Their mail carrier's truck crumpled in a crash, but it wasn't their mailman who had been behind the wheel. Police say it was this woman, 24-year-old Monique Cortez-Munoz, who had crashed into a light post that sheared off. Mail scattered. And then police say she ran off topless as they chased her for 12 blocks before arresting her. She's facing several charges.
She's crazy.
Possession of a stolen vehicle.
Right.
Attempting to elude a police officer. Mail theft. Resisting arrest and failure to perform the duties of a driver. Before careening into the Wilkes neighborhood, she hit a TriMet bus, injuring the driver. Police say she stole the truck in the Centennial neighborhood while the carrier was out delivering mail.
I'm so relieved about this. Is a walking neighborhood, and there's usually people walking here.
Really?
And nobody was hit. And there's usually cars parked here. And so we escaped some serious injury.
Police say Cortez Munoz was not injured. We checked court records.
She's sore, though.
She flipped a mail truck. So.
When she drove to the country store in Southeast 82nd.
So that's the other case she was involved in. She drove a car right into a convenience store.
And she got stories.
She got stories to tell that one.
2014.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of crazy things.
Let's check back in with her in a few years, see how she looks.
She could trump anybody's story. She'd be like, well, that's nothing compared to the time I boobs out flipped a mail truck I stole.
Right.
You're like, you got us again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ms. Munoz.
Boobs out flipped a mail truck.
And she was smiling during her court appearance. Yeah. She just had that crazy eyes.
Well, she knew that every dinner party from then on out, she'd be the star.
Yep.
Wait till I tell you about this one.
Believe what I did.
You guys did all that, huh? Well, I boobed out, flipped a mail truck.
It's on the news.
Boobs out.
Boobs out.
Those crazy Canadians.
This story is so funny. It's in Colorado, Summit County. A friendly Canadian was responsible for a mistaken rescue at Quandary Peak. Crews were called to the report of a distressed party on the north ridge of the 14,000-foot mountain when a hiker saw two men a half mile away waving and yelling for help. Several rescue teams headed up the trail with rope gear, expecting to find the people stranded on a cliff, but as they made their way up, a group of hikers headed down the mountain, seemingly just fine. When they told them what happened, did you see anyone up there? And they said, oh, how's she going, eh? We were just waving hello.
Oh, Canadian.
They're just saying hi.
Hey, how's she going? Oh, my God, they need help. How's she going?
Oh, my God, they need such help.
How's she going?
Well, you'll be all right.
How's she going, eh? We called everybody.
How's she going, eh?
They were just saying hi.
It happened nowhere else. Nowhere else but Canada.
No. Well, this actually was in Colorado, but they're Canadian.
Oh, they're Canadian. Yeah. Okay.
So
two Canadians, then it wouldn't happen to.
No.
The learning point, they say, if there is one, is that friendly Canadians maybe should take it down a notch so it doesn't look like a distress signal.
That is hilarious. They're in America. We're just like,
hey! Like in Canada, everyone knows that you're just saying hi.
Why would you say hi to somebody?
Yeah, exactly. That's why they wouldn't.
Weird.
It's so true. It's so different.
Why would you wave to strangers from a mountaintop?
Exactly.
They said if you're going to wave to somebody, it'd be good to know that they understand you're just trying to be friendly.
Mm-hmm.
The hikers, either way, expressed their appreciation to the rescuers. They say it was a great outcome. And in fact, when we talked to them, they actually made a donation to the rescue team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, going on.
Hold on, hey. We can scrape together a few toonies and loonies. There you go, hey. That's like 16. That's like 16 bucks and change, eh?
So nice.
Yep, no distress, just a friendly Canadian.
I love, too, that people are like, you dumb Canadians. Why don't you try to fix yourselves? Become less happy and realize the world is a twisted place. It's like they were just being nice.
Just being nice. Just nice.
Oh, she's going down there.
They even donated to the thing.
I know.
We're going to pay for it, eh?
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.